All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Thursday, November 18th. And we have a lot to talk about. We have the EV car makers, sharp reversals for Tesla, Rivian and Lucid, a shocker for Visa, and then, Victoria's Secret making a big move this morning. More retailers are reporting. TJX, Target, Macy's, Kohl's. I mean, a lot going on. And then we also have some late tech earnings from Nvidia and Cisco. A lot happening today, so we'll jump right in. But if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. I'm a professional trader, and every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Now, joining me is my head coach, Mark Ott. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus.
All right.
Join you with the black shirt today.
Yeah, so cool. Now, Mark has over 24 years of trading experience, and together we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money way beyond what your typical financial advisor would do. So let's dive in and let's get started. Let's take a look at the indices yesterday and lower across the board.
Down was the day, the Dow leading the indices lower. So the Dow dropping 211 points, which was a 0.6% drop. So the Dow, the loser yesterday, S&P down 0.25%, and the NASDAQ kind of hanging in there. So slightly higher open, rallying, but finishing the day just flat. You could say down a little bit, but the NASDAQ hanging in.
Yeah, and it's really super interesting because this now was the eighth day for stock indices where they did not make a new all-time high. And after this rally that we had in October where we were used to making new all-time highs every day, it has been a while since we said, oh, the indices making new all-time highs. So it seems that there's some fatigue creeping in, and we talked about this. I mean, what we see here is very typical to what we saw compared to April, and it also reminds me of November 2018, where we could actually see a retracement as we are going into the final trading weeks of the year here.
It's possible. Right now, it doesn't look like a whole lot of conviction either way.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because overall the markets are quiet, but then we have some individual stocks that are moving like crazy. Let's start with Target, because let's talk about retailers here. Target reported earnings better than expected, but dropping almost 5% yesterday.
You're right. And this was really tied to some of the potential margins of profit there, with the CEO saying that rising costs may have an impact on the company, but they tried to absorb the costs and they plan to. Which I think is a pretty cool move by the company. Walmart was similar, but I think investors are a little concerned. Okay, so we do have rising costs. They're admitting it. They're trying to absorb it. So what does that mean for next quarter's profits? And that's what we're always looking for when we're looking at today's stock price.
Yeah, then we also had TJX reporting. So they are the parent company of TJ Maxx and Home Goods. And I mean, they opened way higher, pulled back a little bit, but still finishing strong yesterday, with a gain of almost 6%.
Big earnings for them. So same store sales increased 14% since the same period of 2020. But you're right, strong start, but still a nice win.
Yeah, then we had Macy's reporting earnings, and they reported earnings today, and they came in better than expected, and Macy's is making a move here this morning. So Macy's up 13%.
Wow, last I saw it was up about 8%, so it keeps going. That's a really nice jump for Macy's. They reported better than expected quarterly sales and profits. They also raised their full year outlook, which was a good thing for investors. Macy's earned $1.23 per share, well above the 31-cent estimate. So that's almost four times what was expected. That's huge for Macy's.
Yeah, and then we also have Kohl's. Kohl's reported earnings also better than expected, jumping right now almost 9% this morning.
Another big move there, reporting adjusted quarterly earnings of $1.65 a share. This was versus a 64-cent estimate. So another huge earnings win and just blowing estimates out of the water. They also reported better than expected revenue and comparable store sales. And again, the key I think here is raising its full year sales forecast.
Right. And this is the mixed messages that we are getting in the market right now. And this is why overall the indices are not moving, because on the one hand, we have inflation data that is coming in hotter than expected. But then on the other hand, consumers are not yet slowing down their spending. It's shop, shop, shop until you drop. I mean, all of the retailers reported better than expected earnings.
Absolutely. So spending right now, the higher prices aren't so much of a concern. And then we have some companies that are absorbing, some companies that are passing it on, some companies blaming it on why they couldn't make their earnings estimates. And then you have Macy's and Kohl's just saying, forget those estimates. We're going big.
Yeah, but I mean, going here into the tail end of earnings, I mean, we're finishing with a bang. So,
yep.
But let's talk Absolutely. About Visa. Big, big move for Visa yesterday, down 5% during the trading yesterday. It was down way more, finishing lower, 5%. Do you see what happened there? Because you would think that, hey, with all the shopping going on, Visa should be doing really, really well. But
You're right. And I did see that there are reports that Amazon will stop accepting payments with Visa credit cards issued in the UK next year. And that's a big deal. And it has to do over transaction fees between the UK and the European Union. MasterCard also increased its interchange fees, which had an impact. So those fees in Europe, and I guess they're a little bit higher, and Amazon says we're not even going to mess with that.
Yeah, but this is exactly where Visa reported this morning. We got to fix it, because I don't think that they expected this very strong reaction from Amazon. And I mean, if Amazon ditches you as a payment processor, that's huge. That's huge. Because, I mean, Amazon,
absolutely.
It's trading at $3,500 right now. I mean, they're just up and away there. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. We got to take a look at the EV space here. So let's start with Tesla. So Tesla yesterday, a really good day. Elon Musk keeps selling shares. And initially there was this very strong reaction. Tesla lost 15%, but now inching higher again, trading above 1,000 yesterday. And then, now 1,100 this morning in pre-market trading, up 3% yesterday. Pre-market trading 2.3%. So big reversal here for Tesla.
At some point, it was bound to happen. And, you know, Tesla is the big kid on the block. I think that, sure, Tesla's up a little bit. They're, you know, solid company. The interesting thing is Rivian and Lucid and how they traded yesterday.
Yeah, let's take a look at Rivian, because Rivian, after they had their IPO, we talked about it yesterday, they haven't had a losing day, but then yesterday it caught up with them. Yesterday down 15%, and now in pre-market trading down more than 5%.
And this is where we were talking about their valuations or their market cap just being crazy for newer companies that really haven't established themselves at all, and having a larger market cap than Toyota and General Motors. Just getting a little ahead of the game, so to speak. And I mean, gosh, with Rivian, yes, people expect big things, and they have a bonus because there is that tie-in with Amazon. But to have a larger market cap than all these established companies.
Yesterday they dropped. They dropped below Volkswagen again. So because they were valued higher a couple of days ago, higher than Volkswagen.
Sure.
And I think we talked about it in yesterday's stock market update. The third most valuable car company in the world. I mean, kind of crazy. It is kind of crazy.
It is.
Yeah, let's take a look at Lucid here as well, because Lucid also made big moves. And yesterday, also reversal for them, down 5% yesterday. And also in pre-market trading, down another 5%. So this really shot up, and right now is coming back kind of to normal.
And this is another one that just kind of shot higher too much too fast. And Morgan Stanley also reiterated its underweight rating, saying that there are better EV plays. So that might have a little impact on the pre-market.
All right, back to earnings. So we had earnings from NVIDIA and Cisco. So they're late reporting earnings. Most companies have already reported earnings. We usually have retailers at the very tail end of earnings, but also NVIDIA and Cisco. And yeah, NVIDIA, wow, it keeps just soaring higher. If you look at a weekly chart here, I'm zooming out here a little bit so that we see the weekly chart. I mean, it is up, up and away. For this year, year to date, let me just quickly see. Year to date, they're up 124%, and they're skyrocketing higher. Seems that they are about to make new all-time highs this morning again. Let's talk about earnings here really quick.
Sure. Big, big year for you, like you pointed out. They issued strong fourth quarter revenue guidance, and they beat top and bottom estimates, reporting $1.17 per share, which was 6 cents better than expected. Company made $7.1 billion in revenue, which was more than the $6.83 that was expected because of higher video game and data center chip demand. So nice quarter for NVIDIA.
I mean, there's chips in everything right now, right? I mean, yep. my fridge has a chip. I mean, the cars have chips. my watch has a chip. I mean, everything has chips. So yeah, huge year for them. And I mean, this is significant because everybody was always complaining about the supply chain issues, but they seem to have mastered the supply chain issues. They seem to be on track.
They do. But then we have Cisco, which has a different story here, pre-market.
Huge. I mean, they're down 7% in pre-market trading.
So they issued quarterly earnings guidance at the low range of estimates. So moving forward, they've dropped that. They called for revenue growth between 4.5% and 6.5% in the second quarter, and estimates had it at 7.4%. So they're adjusting. Traders don't like that. They did beat earnings expectations, but revenue was lower. So between lower revenue than expected and lowering their growth estimates, traders are selling right now.
All right. Talk about missing revenues. Victoria's Secret. I mean, they reported earnings. They missed revenues, but they were more profitable than expected. And so they have a huge jump this morning, up almost 10%.
Yeah, their numbers were pretty revealing. They issued a quarterly guidance at the low, or sorry, my apologies. They reported quarterly earnings of 81 cents a share, but revenue came in at $1.44 billion. And I think that was actually slightly lower, but either way, traders are liking Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, up 10%. Okay, we got to talk about cryptocurrencies here because Bitcoin still trading below 60,000 after this the news that China will continue to crack down on cryptocurrencies. I mean, this prompted the slide, and they are down from what we were at 69,000 just a few days ago, and now back to below 60,000. So we are right now definitely trading in this range here. So cryptocurrencies remain volatile.
It looks that way, and it looks like this is a little bottom heavy and could have a little more downside, because on that one sharp down day 2 days ago, we saw a bounce off of those lows that was pretty strong, but then it came back down. Yesterday was quiet, and today we're back below 60. So there might be a little more movement to the downside before this gets back up to records. Yeah. We'll see. I also saw just random crypto news. The Los Angeles Staples Center will be renamed Crypto.com Arena. So big naming rights there. It's a $700 million deal, and it makes it the most expensive renaming deals in sports history. So instead of the Staples Center there, it is now Crypto.com Arena.
That's definitely a longer name. Staples Center versus Crypto.com Arena. Let's see. Staples Center, four syllables. Crypto.com Arena. Okay, way more.
Okay, yeah. Anyhow. But if you didn't have the .com, you'd lose all the branding and nobody would know.
Exactly. Okay, Let's very quickly peek at what's happening here pre-market. So today we did have unemployment claims coming in a little bit worse than expected, but still low. So this is why stock indices this morning are pointing to a higher opening. I mean, the E-mini S&P up a 0.25%, the NASDAQ up 0.5%, the Dow around unchanged. So we will see what today's day brings. I don't think we'll see new all-time highs again. So it might be the ninth day without new all-time highs and being stalled here. Let's see what is happening. Okay, anyhow, we got to jump over to Trade Live with our mastermind. If you would like to know the strategies that we are trading, we'll leave a few links in the description to the PowerX strategy and the Wheel strategy. Take a look at this and we will see you this afternoon in Coffee with Marcus and then tomorrow in the Stock Market Update. Have a great day.
Happy trading, everybody.